I tell you what, with this happening in my hometown, in my own backyard, on a street where I have an investment property, I'm going to start paying a little more attention to this and seeing what I can learn about it. I just don't understand what it's secured with. Apparently nothing.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's topic is something unique and very different. In my hometown right here in Louisville, Kentucky, there was a real estate transaction. A home was purchased with Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. That's right here in Louisville, Kentucky. And this kind of made the news all over the business journals and real estate newsletters and things like that. But this was one of the first sales to use cryptocurrency in our state, in Kentucky. So this investment property is located on a street called Navajo. In fact, I've got rental property on Navajo. In this single family home, it sold for $65,000, which is a little over one Bitcoin. And this happened last week, I believe it was. In a cryptocurrency sale, the money transfers between the buyer and the seller at a click of a button. Unbelievable. Now, I'm cryptocurrency dumb. I don't own one plug piece of any kind of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, or whatever you call it. Okay. I'm dumb about that. And I guess it's just a trust issue. But anyway, they did what they call a wallet-to-wallet exchange. And so they directly paid Bitcoin to the seller. It was pretty cool. And they did it right at the closing table. So the reason for this, okay, the reason that this happened here in my hometown was that the seller wanted to sell their investment property, okay, and they wanted to use the money from selling that house to invest in Bitcoin. Well, when the buyer learned about that through their agent, there were a lot of questions, including if the parties should negotiate in Bitcoin or in US dollars. Well, the agent, I can't remember who the agent was representing, but said completing this transaction felt like pioneering a new way of doing business. So here's the benefit. Using Bitcoin in a real estate transaction, one of them is security. Now, I assume that Bitcoin is a type of cryptocurrency because I know that there are other ones out there, but apparently Bitcoin is more secure than some of these other ones. And the person at the title company, the closing attorney, said other forms of payment can come at the risk of fraud. Okay. I'm dumb on that. Okay. So apparently Bitcoin is a tad bit more secure. And here's the way it happened at the closing table while the buyer and seller and their agents and the whoever was doing the closing were all sitting there together in this one room at a closing table. In the Bitcoin transfer, okay, the title company said that the buyer scanned a personalized QR code from the seller. Now, I know what a QR code is. You use that to scan it and see menus at a restaurant or maybe something with airplane tickets. I'm not quite sure, but a QR code, we use them in our real estate business. So the buyer scanned a personalized QR code from the seller while sitting there at the table. And this acts as a direct link and ensures the money was going exactly to where it was intended. The money meaning Bitcoin. So another benefit was timeliness. So the title company said traditional funding, whether it be wiring or checks, can take hours, sometimes longer, to finalize it. And in this transaction, the buyer was able to transfer the money in less than 30 seconds, sitting at the table. Now, this has already become increasingly popular in certain parts of the U.S. And this title company said that using cryptocurrency in real estate transactions is not a common method yet in Louisville, Kentucky. And internationally, many countries are already using this. And as you probably know, and you might be a cryptocurrency investor, there's more people investing in holding cryptocurrency. There's a marketplace out there. Unfortunately, I'm in the minority here, and this thing is definitely taking a foothold, whatever you want to call it, and it will become more and more integral part of economies across not just the United States, but worldwide. And these people will continue to transact in that digital currency. And that's the real potential. So I thought it was pretty fascinating that one Bitcoin, okay, one Bitcoin at the time of this closing, 65,000 was a little bit more than what one Bitcoin was worth. And that's what this article said. And I've read up on it. And so I could share this stuff and not get my information wrong. But I find that to be pretty daggone fascinating. And can you do that? I guess you could, but I don't know. This is all, it's a brand new currency. And I don't know what to say about it. You know, I've seen folks buy investment property with credit cards. I've seen them buy it with not food stamps yet. I haven't seen that happen. But cryptocurrency, I tell you what, with this happening in my hometown, in my own backyard, on the street where I have an investment property, I'm going to start paying a little more attention to this and seeing what I can learn about it. I just don't understand what it's secured with. Apparently nothing. And you see the stuff on TV and I hear my daughters talk about it and it, you know, it spikes way up high and then it drops way low. And I got to learn more about it myself. So I thought I'd share this with you. And Bitcoin has already hit our real estate market, even in my hometown. All right. So I need your help, please. Okay. If you like what you're learning here, click the follow button, hit the subscribe button, hit the share button. And please share this with your fellow investors and others. We are rocking and rolling as far as podcasts go. And this thing is up there. And I want to give you short, to the point, great information and on a regular basis and do that. Also, pick up my number one bestseller book, Landlording on Autopilot. You can get it on Amazon and just, I'm going to say, Google it or go to Amazon and get it. And also, I've got some free Power Lunch investor trainings that happen every Tuesday at 12 noon for you. Just go to mikebutler.com. I'll see you in the next one. Give me some great reviews, 5-star reviews, 10-star reviews, whatever it is. I greatly appreciate it. And stay tuned. We'll bring you some more great new stuff for the 5-Hour Real Estate Week.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.